Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Advent Light Health Thursday. We are just so grateful to be here with you all today. We thank you so much for joining us. I know Sister Powell was having some technical difficulties, so she called, and I was able to jump on. The Word of God says where two or three are gathered doing the things concerning His name, He is in the midst. And so we're going to go into prayer. If you're able to kneel, we're going to ask you to do that. If you're not, we're going to ask you to bow your head, your heads. If you're driving, we're going to ask you to keep your eyes on the road so you could get to your to and fro safely. And I just want you to think about what God has done for you. It was last Sabbath, right? We just came out of Sabbath, and I'm looking forward for Sabbath to come because God has done so much for me, right? And so I pray that, I thank Him in advance for what He has done in your life. So I want you to take a moment to just meditate and think about the goodness of God towards you, even this week, today, yesterday, and just offer a silent word of prayer. I'm going to give you a minute, and then I will go into the opening prayer. Amen. Oh, kind and loving Father, we bow before You today. We're so thankful for Your gratefulness towards us, Your faithfulness towards us, Your grace and Your mercies towards us. We're undeserving of it, but You continue to bless us. You continue to give us breath. You continue to allow us to be able to use our organs and our limbs and our senses. And we appreciate that. We pray, Heavenly Father, as we are getting ready to start the Advent Light Ministry, the Health Thursday, that you will allow your spirit to move mightily on each and every person that is on the line and each and every person that is coming. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you will forgive us of our shortcomings. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you will forgive us of where we have erred and where we have injured our bodies. We pray that you will fill us with your Holy Spirit. We thank you so much for tabernacling with us today. We pray that you will give us an experience like never before. We bless your name. We give you honor. We give you glory, and we give you praise. And we ask you, Lord, that you will allow everything to be done in decency and in order to give you honor, to give you glory, to give you praises as you transform us, Heavenly Father. We bless your name. We give you honor. We give you glory. And we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And so I am going to open up the line. I see Sister Powell is on. Let me get her started. All right, here we go. Sister Powell, your line is now open.
Okay. Good evening, my dear beloved. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for opening the line and also for prayer. I was trying to get on and I could not. I am saying to us that, you know what is happening? The enemy is out like a roaring lion, but we want to thank God for the victory because God is God and he knows everything. So I just want to thank you and I welcome everyone on Advent Health Thursday. And we do hope that we will have a blessed time to give praises and to bring honor to our Creator, the Father. So Sister Stephanie had prayed a while ago. So I am going to open the line. I welcome everyone. I welcome everyone from New York. Welcome them from Pennsylvania, from Louisiana, also from Tennessee, Texas. Welcome from Kingston, Jamaica, the Netherlands, and Africa, and China, you know, and all over the place. We just hope that, you know, you have a blessed day today and also a blessed day in the Word, studying God's Word. So welcome again, and we are going to open with our first scripture passage. Will be taken from Genesis 1, 29 to 30, and also 3 John 1 to 4, and Revelation 22, 1 to 2. So I do know I have some readers here who would like to read. So do you can start doing the first scripture, Genesis 1. Thank you. Who would like to read the first scripture?
If you could just press 1 so that we can see your hand, and then we will open the line. All right, Sister Powell, so we have 518-482. 518-482, we're going to open your line.
Thank you, Sister. We'll open my line. Okay. I read from Genesis 1. 29, and God said, "Behold, I have given you every forbearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth. Therein there is life. I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made. And behold, it was very good." Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Cantinelli, for reading our first scripture. right? Everything that he had made, what he said, it is very good. So we thank God that God made everything, right? Man trying to say that they do this, they do that, but we know that is only God who is the creator who made heaven and earth and everything that is in it. Our second scripture passage is taken from 3 John 1 to 2. Who would like to read for me? 3 John 1 to 2. All right. Well, I will read. 3 John 1 to 2.
Mr. Powell, did you want me to read it for you?
No, I'm going to read this, and then you can read the third one. Okay?
Okay, no problem. Bye-bye.
Oh, okay. Thank you, my dear. The elder unto the well-beloved girls whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth, that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I'm going to read this one again. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth, that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that Sister Stephanie, Sister Carla, Sister Leola, Sister Jones, myself, Sister Cantinelli, and all of God's children, God is telling us, I have no greater joy than to hear when my children walk in the truth. Oh boy, this is a love letter, right, my dear beloved? Let us read these love promises and let us cherish them, right? God is so good. He is so great. So we have the third scripture. And the third scripture is taken from Revelation 22, 1 to 2. So I do know, Sister Stephanie, your line is open.
All right, Sister Powell, I did see a hand, 985-870. I could definitely ask them if they wanted to read it. 985-870, let me know if you would like to read the scripture. Revelation 22, 1 through 2. If not, I will read it, but I definitely like to give it to the participants as well. Amen? So I'm going to open this line, 985-870.
Yes, I would. Let me get it. Revelation
22, 1 through 2.
God, I don't have it right. I'm looking for it.
Okay, so you want me to go ahead and read it?
Yeah, if you have it, read it.
Okay, all right, no problem. I have it. I'm going to read it, okay?
Sure.
Revelation 22, 1 through 2 says, and he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Verse 2 says, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Amen. So this is the
Amen.
Of praise. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, and also Sister Brenda, and myself, and Sister Cantinelli for reading the scripture. This is God's free health plan message that he has given unto us from creation. We saw as we read the chapters and these promises, We know that God created us and he has made a plan for us. And this plan is free of charge. So we are asking our brothers and our sisters, let us be obedient to take up this free plan so that we can be able to be healthy one, to be obedient, and also to go and share the word to those out there. This is the time he gave us, 8, 10 commandments, for us to also, right, to guide and to lead and us into the path of righteousness. And he also gave us extra, so we have extra blessing with the message, New Start. And New Start is free again. It is nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, ear, rest, trust, and trust in God, right? So all these are free of charge. All we have to do is to be one little word, obedient. So I just want to thank everyone this evening. And now is the time you have to, you are, now is the time that you get your part to share some of the things that you have been using to build your immune system and also sharing with others. So your line is open, 518-482, your line is open.
Okay, Sister Fallon. Okay, I'm going to, thank you for opening my line, Sister Fallon. I'm going to read this thing here. It said, the life of the flesh, oxygen is delivered to the body. The life of the flesh is in the blood. The blood supply is carried to the cells. Do you know love affects life? The blood is the messenger. Yes, the blood is the messenger. Things that hurt the blood. ABC. ABC, red blood cells. Normal range, 32, 4.32. Normal range, 3.90. Things that hurt the blood. If we do not have nice, fresh air to breathe, we cannot be healthy. And we know this. Every one of us knows this. If we don't have fresh air, our blood cannot be healthy. And the skin of the blueberries is a natural, who knows that? Yes, the skin of the blueberry is a natural blood thinner. And you know, we started talking about oxygen. We need oxygen so that we can think straight. We can sleep properly if you don't have enough oxygen. Nice fresh air coming into our rooms when we sleep in the night. In the morning, we would get a feeling what? As though someone beat us up. We would be fresh, feeling fresh and nice, as though we had a good sleep. We need fresh air. So we need to open some of our windows, at least to let some fresh air come into our homes, so that we can enjoy fresh air and wake up in the morning feeling fresh to start the new day. So that's one thing I could tell you that we all need is fresh air. And we should even open some of the windows, and even one, even the window, we should open some some pressure should be coming in somewhere. And if we do that, we will at least keep in good health, because air is very, very important. So
amen,
we know how
amen.
To us. Air is life to us. And it says air refreshes our brain. If we do not have air, we cannot think properly, we cannot sleep properly, we can do a lot of things. I think you know all the things that we can do without air. Because without air, all of us would die. So God give us air so that we can live, think, exercise, you know, all of that. When we're doing all of that, we are taking vitamins into our bodies so that we can do what God wants us to do. Keep healthy. So my advice to you this evening is to keep breathing in fresh air. Because if we do not breathe in fresh air, we are going to die naturally. We are going to die. And we cannot do without air. We could only do without air for a couple minutes. And if we're not getting air, definitely we are not going to survive life. So thank you, Sister Powell, for open mind.
Sister Continelli, you finished something up here.
Yes. Yes,
Sister Sister Continelli, you finished well. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Thank you, dear beloved, for sharing. And I do hope that my brothers and sisters on this line listen to these wonderful health tips, you know. And this is about the life is in the blood, right? And we have to take in nice, fresh food. And also, Sister Continelli gave us about a remedy, natural remedy, blueberry, why that it is good for a blood thinner, right? And she spoke about the ear, fresh ear. If we don't have fresh air, what will happen to us? We will all die. Thank you, my dear, for sharing. 423-635, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Amen, amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Carla. I'm calling from the beautiful sunny city, town, place of Tennessee. I'm just giving God
amen.
Thanks for another beautiful day. Amen. For another beautiful day, for his mercy, his love, every one of us. It's a privilege to be on the prayer line whenever we get a chance to come and encourage each other. And this was my verse for today, Galatians 3:26-27. It says, "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus." We are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Galatians 3:26. And I want to share about toxin, endotoxin, internal self-poisoning. So we can poison ourselves from the inside out. Internal self-poisoning. Internal self-poisoning occur in people who consume meat and suffer from constipation. And we see a lot of people that eat meat and their stomach is big, especially the male sometimes as they're pregnant. I'm sorry, but, you know, it is what it is. And they just have the feces just sitting there. They're constipated, so it's not coming out as backed up. And that can poison. It says that intestine of carnivorous animals are shorter than those in herbivores. So the meat eater, the animals, their intestine is shorter than ours. So they're you know, when they eat, it comes out quicker. To reduce internal stool retention, avoid other things, and thereby avoid putrefaction. The meat residue that remains in the intestine produce numerous toxin and constipation. Facilities there passing into the blood, so there it's not coming out as it should. So these things get leak into the blood of people. It also causes headache, eczema. You see, the skin, your eczema in the skin, because these toxins are coming out. They're finding ways to come out. Allergies. Many people have allergies, arthritis, and others disorders. Tears or are allied upon changing one's diet and normalizing intestines transit time. So again, it is good for the diet to be changed so that these things will not continue. And I want to read one more, Sister Powell. Okay, and it also states internal cleansing. So I give you the not so good, so here's the good. Cleaning the body from the inside out is as important or more important than cleaning from the outside. So cleaning from the inside and cleaning on the outside, the body, the skin, you know, both are important, but the one from the outside is more important, as this article stated. How can we clean internally? Water. We're using water. That's the number one. Juices, natural juices, smoothies, natural smoodies, especially the green one, all the green, the apple, the kale, the spinach, you know, the green things, green vegetables. And also broth and infusion. These are the cleansing for the body from the inside, and it neutralizes and eliminates free radical toxin and waste. So, brothers and sisters, we have to, you know, it's good for us to get a detox and a cleansing out so ever so often, so our body will be clean from the inside.
So, you know, also as it is clean from the outside in. So let us be faithful and keep this body, this that God has given us in shape and healthy so that we can hear his voice, so that we can give the message. So thank you again, Sister Powell, for opening up my line. God bless.
Okay. Thank you, Sister Carla, for joining us from the sunny, sunny island, Texas, and also for your reading and information, my dear beloved, to clean inside and outside the toxin. And you know what? We all have those toxins. As we notice that sometimes we heard up of people constipation up to this evening, right? And because we know that we have backup. So we just want to thank you for some of these. It's natural remedy that we can use both inside and outside, inside and outside. And we do know that the biggest one that we can have use free of charge is the water, even though we have to buy the water. And, you know, we have to drink a lot of water. And the green drinks and green vegetable, all these things that God have prepared for us. He gave us the food but for our body, but eventually we rejected it. And now we have to turn back, you know, on these natural food that God had provided for us. So I just want to thank you, my dear, for sharing. All right. Come down. 985-870. Your line is open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda.
985, can you check your phone? Amen. Amen, Sister Brenda, we're here. I seem like I said, well, we just call of 516-96 have dropped. It seemed like Sister Brenda have dropped. Make I open her line again.
Sister okay. Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana.
All right, 985.
Hello.
I hear your Sister Brenda.
Okay.
Yes, I'm hearing you. So you might get dropped a while ago. Yeah.
Okay. This is Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. And God has been watching over us and waking us up. And I was hearing the remedies and the things that I was talking about what we need to do in order to stay in shape and stay in this fresh air and stuff. Yeah. That's what I've been trying to go get to because I'm still almost finished with my bronchitis, almost over 2 months. So I go outside a little bit and I can't stay long. I have to come back in and fresh air. I come back in, look like I get dizzy, but I come back in. And I like to go outside because it be feeling nice, but I can't bear the sun too much, but I get some of that too. And it be nice outside. You're good fresh air and sun. But I thank God for it because that's what we need. And I'll be missing the vitamin E. And I'm going to read a scripture prayer. Lord, you are the God of all truth. There is no deceit in you. Help me to abide in your truth and to speak only what is true, good, and right. Give me the word to speak so that I may build others up by your truth. And give me the wisdom to know when to raise a defense, when to speak a word of correction, and when to remain silent. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Just want us to do his will. And I just thank God. And I ask for prayers for my family and my Bent Light family, all those missing and those that are sick, and just pray for the Alex Nation. I heard they're back, and Sister Power and her crew, and all the rest of the families in the nation. And God bless each and every one, your brother John.
Amen. Amen.
This is Brother John from Louisiana. Hope everyone's I know everyone's being blessed, so I don't have to say that. So I know everyone's being blessed and taken over. I mean being watched over by our highest, you know. And our Father, Heavenly Father, watching over all of us every day. And all the time in each and every way. And just want to say, I was just thinking about, you know, kindness and stuff like that, how it brings people a long ways, you know. Yeah, because I don't know, it's just something about it. It's like the more you give it, the kindness to people, the more they give it to you in return. It's like a chain reaction or something like that. Like you give negative to people, you get negative back. So I focus on giving positive to people and niceness to them, and they reflect back in return. You know, I just was sharing that. You know. So God bless. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Brother John and Sister Brenda, for coming on and sharing. You know, and also sharing the blessing and you know what God have done to you that you can share the word to people, positive word, encourage, and, you know that God is the Father, is watching over each and every one of us. We just want to thank you, Brother John, in doing your work, studying the word, and Sister Brenda sharing. Sister Brenda told us just a while ago she went outside getting some fresh air, despite it doesn't like the sun, because, you know, we have to be careful throughout the sun. The sunshine is good, but the Lord wants us to be temperate in everything that we do. So we just want to thank you all for sharing. Yes, my dear beloved, anyone else would like to share? Sister Joan is here with us, and she would like to share. Welcome, Sister Joan. Sister Joan is a part of the family. She came from Louisiana. She was there for a few months with her daughter in Louisiana. Now she's here in Jamaica with Sister Powell. So, you know, Sister Powell is not too lonely. She has one of her senior sister here, even though I am senior over her, but we have her here. Sister Joan, you can hear it.
Let's magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Come, let's magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Tonight I also want to give glory and honor to God because he has been good to me. He is so wonderful, so kind, so compassionate, and so altogether lovely. And so I just want to lift up his holy name tonight. Let us just praise God because he's worthy of our praises. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Joan, for that song. My dear beloved on this line, she was a singer. I tell you, she loved to sing. She used to be in the choir, and she can sing and still remembering these songs out of her head, you know, and she's still singing for the Lord. So we ask you to continue to lift up Sister Joan. She's going through some edge challenges. But we know that Jesus can do all things. So in your prayer, please to put Sister Joan's name on your prayer list. Thank you again. My dear beloved, I'm going to share my testimony now. God is good. Welcome everyone on Advent Life. All those who share, all those who give, you know, praises and bring honor to this land and their resources. We just want to say on Advent Life that we thank you guys. We welcome you guys for the 13 years that we are on this line. It's a blessing. You know, we have saw a lot of things happen on this line, my dear beloved. And first, we have saw people came in baptism. We saw Bible studies. We saw marriage. Over this line, we had various camp meetings and various young people who give their life to the Lord. And it's a joy for this Advent family. I'm telling you, we met so much new family, you know, and we are grateful. Thank God for each and everyone, the resources that everyone plays on this line. And if I had to call names, I wouldn't finish tonight. So everyone on Advent Light, I'm just asking you just to give yourself and just praise God, a little praise and give God thanks to keep you on this line. This line, you think, is the longest prayer line during all this time. And we know how some prayer lines started. Some prayer lines started near the COVID that we have, that pestilence. and, you know, people started to do, but we were long before that. So we just want to thank God for keeping us. And I'm telling you, God is good. I met some wonderful grandchildren, sons and daughters and brothers, and, you know, and it's a joy in my heart. Great, great grandchildren. And here we have a great, great grandchildren, Shyla, grandchildren, Shyla baby. That's our great grandchildren, grandchild on this line. So we just want to thank God for that. I just hear some reports from you guys and to you guys, and I know you are like it. Yesterday, my dear beloved, we have our cook day out, right, out in the vineyard. And you're truly here, my God, abuses me. And I thank God for what he has done. Do you know, my dear beloved, I actually cook for, wow, Sister Jones, how many people? 100 people. So when she said add, it's over the 100. And also have people come for second. Those who have it already came back for second. So that will bring it up to so much. And you know what? No pain, no tiredness. It was so joy when I saw the individual carrying out the food to the Sierra Mosquito Valley, Pecan Valley, Burnside Valley, Blue Hole, Red Hills, the Health Center, the clinic, and they were so jolly, full, joyful when they took out those meals. And you know what? The people came in at the church. We have a wonderful devotion, and the devotion that was taking that about why we have the poor around us and also the rich. And was reading this chapter that God placed the poor amongst us. And, you know, he wants us to take care of them. And the message told us that if we were doing the work that God gave unto us, the poor would not have to go to certain place to get help. Because we, as the church, responsibility to look and to take care of them. So, my dear beloved, it was a joyful moment when I saw the box, and we pack out the box style, we packed the boxes, and when we saw the box and the amount and the distribution, it was a joyful moment. So I just want to thank everyone, because you know what? It's not Sister Powell with this food feeding project. It's the team, right? And it's good to have team when we can do things together. And I just thank you all for prayer that God gave me the strength that I was able to prepare the food and also to cook the food. My children will say, you lifting off these big pots? No, I did not lift off those big pots. I have my other helper, my cousins and my niece came in, and they are young and strong, and they lift off those big pots, took it in the car. And you know what? This car man was going down, and we stopped him. And I asked him, how much is the charge for taking us to the church? And he said, nothing. So, my dear, he took us down with those pots, and he lifted out those big pots out of the car and put it inside the church, and it cost us nothing. So we just want to give God thanks for what he has been doing. And also your project, your house, that you are all making and praying for, my dear beloved. It is coming on good, and we just ask for prayer and support, and let us all work together, because we do know that we have more mission, you know, to go. I was talking the other day about the Billies, and, you know, one of our dear sister on there, she went to Belize few years ago, and she started a little mission there. And you know what? We want to strengthen her and also strengthen that little mission, that we can continue to help our brothers and our sister there. The Philippine mission, we had also started a Philippine mission, and I think it's going on. And we just pray for our brothers and sisters all over the world. So I just want to give God thanks. And that's my little praise report, and I thank everyone for your support. And now, my dear beloved, I'm going to open this line, asking for a song, and then we will have a prayer. 347-622, your line is open. And if anyone wants to come join late and would like to share, you can raise your hand that I can give you a few minutes that you can share. So 347-622, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? God bless.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Mr. Marilyn, and I'm calling from New York. And my song this evening will be My God and I, because we're all workers for the Lord, and we go out in the field to work for him. So I choose this song. My God and I go in the field together. We walk and talk as good friends should and do. We clasp our hands, our voices ring with laughter. My God and I walk through the meadows new. Clasp our hands, our voices ring with laughter. My God and I walk through the meadows. He tells me of the years that went before me, when heavenly plans were made for me to be, when all was but a dream of dim conception, to come to life, earth's verdant glory see. When all was but a dream of dim conception, to come to life, earth's verdant glory see. My God and I we'll go for aid together. We'll walk and talk, and just as great good friends do, this earth will pass, and with its common trials, but God and I will go unendingly. This earth will pass, and with its common trifles, but God and I will go on endingly. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you for that wonderful song. My God and I, my dear beloved, when we heard what is happening all around, and when we see what is taking place even in our church, we do know we have to have God with us. Only Him can help us. He's our guard, He's our protector, He's our sustainer, and He's our deliverer. And despite of what is going on, and the war is raging, let us all hold fast our God and high. Right? He is the one we have to keep our eyes fixed, trim upon Him. And if we do not fix our eyes, trip upon Him, in His word, my dear beloved, we are going to lose out. The boat is door is going to be closed. And we are outside. So let us continue to follow Him. Let us continue to trust in Him and do what He wants us to do. Thank you, my dear beloved, for that wonderful song. I am going to open this line. And my dear beloved, after you hear, I am asking you if you could lead us in prayer this evening. And I want to give everyone the opportunity, this line, everyone the opportunity to share, right? So I'm asking you to pray for us. If there is no other time, my dear beloved, we need a prayer. And the request is that I'm asking you, let us first lift up our church, the Advent Church. Let us lift up our leaders and also lift up our members in a short, brief thing, right? And also lift up this book that we can sit together, search the scriptures, study His word, right? Loving and kind to our neighbors and our friends and also our family. Let us lift up our children, especially our young children. You know, we know them, but we just put them in black, right? And also lift us up so that we will continue to be the light, continue to show the truth wherever we go, that people will see Christ and Christ alone. So your line is open, 843-206. Your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from? God bless and thanks for joining.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. My name is Sister Tamiko and in Orlando, Florida. So I'm so grateful to be here this evening, and I'm thanking the Lord always for all He's doing for me and my family. I thank Him for His love and grace and tender mercy that He shows upon each and every one of us. So I thank Him for that, and I thank His prayer line as well. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Powell. I'd like to share Psalms 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and the truth endures to all generations. Amen. Amen. So I will be glad to say a prayer. Just trying to remember everything that you asked me to pray for. Praise God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. We magnify your great and holy name. And we thank you so much for all you have been doing for each and every one of us, Lord. We are so grateful. We thank you, Lord, for a peaceful night's sleep. We thank you for waking us all up in our right minds, Lord. Father God, we declare Psalm 51:1-3, as I stand in the gap for everyone on this event life prayer line. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies. Blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is ever before me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit from me, but restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. And uphold me with thy free spirit. So, Father God, we ask for forgiveness of our sins and shortcomings because we fall short many times. And, Lord, we want to be pure and holy as you are pure and holy. So we thank you so much for bringing us all here this evening together as a family, as we are all family members on the Event Life Prayer Line. And we pray for each and every person tonight. Lord, we lift up the host, Sister Powell, and her family members. We're praying for each and every one of them, her children, Lord, her grandchildren. We're praying for her siblings, Lord. We ask that you draw them closer to you in these last days. Father God, we also are praying for her project that she's doing in Jamaica. We pray for the Rosie's project. We also pray for all of the children there, that you will bless them, guide and keep and protect them, Lord. We're praying for every single person in Jamaica, dear Lord. We ask that you continue to bless Sister Powell. What's her ministry work, Lord? You know everything about her, Lord. We ask that you continue to cover her under your blood, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord. May you wash her as white as snow. heal her body, Lord. Because by your stripes we are healed. So continue to be with her and bless her, dear Lord. And we will be sure to give you all praise and honor and glory, because you are so worthy to be praised. Father God, we also lift up her daughter, Sister Stephanie, and her children, KJ and Carter. Continue to bless her, dear Lord. Bless her classroom. Dear Lord, we ask for a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit to fall afresh upon her classroom, her students, to be with her, to strengthen her. Encamp a hedge of holy guardian angels round about her door, dear Lord, round about her classroom. Dear Lord, may you open up the windows of heaven for your precious daughter and pour out a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit from your holy sanctuary, dear Lord. We ask that you continue to be with her and strengthen her always in Jesus' name. Father God, we pray for Sister Leola and her family, Brother Ray, and her daughter, Sister Nicole. And she is also a school teacher. We ask for blessings upon her, protection around her, dear Lord. Continue to encamp holy angels around her door, around her students, to keep them safe, because we know the enemy walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But we know greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So continue to bless his family, Father God, and be with them. Walk with them and talk with them along life's narrow ways. Father God, we also pray for Sister Barnaby and her family in Jamaica. Continue to bless her. Heal her, dear Lord. Provide her every need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Father God, we pray for Sister Antonelli and her family members. Continue to bless them, Father God. Strengthen them, dear Lord. Be with her. We ask that you open up the windows of heaven for her, Father God. Whatever she stands in need of, we ask that you provide it and keep her covered under your precious blood. Lord, we pray for Sister Carl and her children as well. Nicholas and Amanda, continue to bless her, Father God. Bless her ministry work. Be with her and strengthen her, Father God, at all times. Lord, we also are praying for Brother Eli and his mom, Rose. We're praying for all of his friends as we go through this program, Lord. Brother Giselle, Brother Jahari. We pray for all of his friends, Sister Sabrina. You know them all by name, Father God. Continue to bless him, dear Lord, and continue to walk with him and keep him, dear Lord, in the precious palm of your holy hand, close to your bosom, dear Lord. And we also pray for all the churches around the world. We're praying for all of the members on the Event Life prayer line, Lord. We are lifting up our children on your precious throne of grace. We place them on the altar of sacrifice, Lord. All of our children, our grandchildren, Lord, we need you, Lord. Our children need you. Please be with them and strengthen them. Because we know the enemy has come to kill, steal, and destroy, but God has come to give us life and give it more abundantly. So please be with each and every one of us tonight, Heavenly Father. And I pray I didn't leave out anyone. I pray for Sister Brenda and her husband, Brother John, and their family, dear Lord, and their children, grandchildren. Bless them all, dear Lord. Bless every single one of us tonight, our community, dear Lord. Bless our neighbors, our friends. Keep them covered, Lord. I plead with Brother Jesus over every single person tonight, every name that I call. Lord, we lifting up the sick, the homeless, the poor, and the lame. We are praying for the nation, dear Lord. There's so much going on in this world, Father God, and we need you. If we never needed you before, Lord, we need you now. We need you now, now more than ever. Please hear our cry for help, because we need you, Lord, in these last days. So please be with each and every one of us tonight, Lord, and we will be sure to give you praise and honor and glory, because you're so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus. We praise your great and holy name. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering these prayers. In the precious and matchless and mighty name, King Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray with praise and thanksgiving. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Sister Tamiko, for praying. Sister Powell, are you still on? Are you dropped? Sister Powell?
You're hearing me?
We're hearing you now.
Okay, okay. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for that prayer, praying for each one of us. And thank everyone for joining. And we will just read this quote, Sister Stephanie. And the next person you will hear from is the speaker, Sister Stephanie. So we're just going to read. And thanks, Sister Carlo, for presenting these wonderful quotes to remind us, you know, what we are supposed to be, and also that we are not just only to be going to church, but we're supposed to be workers and doers of God's word and also hearing. It stated testimony for the church, 7.62, 67, and it is 1902. We have come to a time when every member of the church should take hold of medical missionary work. Read that stage, first paragraph. We have come to a time when every member of the church should take hold of medical missionary work. The world is a laser house filled. What it is? A laser house filled with victims of both physical and spiritual disease. Everywhere people are perishing, my dear beloved, for lack of knowledge of the truth that have been committed to us. The members of the church are in need of an awakening that they may realize their responsibility to impart these truths. Those who have been enlightened by the truth are to be light bearer to the world, to hide, light bearer to the world, to hide our light at this time is to make a terrible mistake. The message to God's people today is, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Isaiah 61, CH 425, paragraph 1. So this is the message for us tonight, my dear beloved. Let us arise. Let us shine, for our light of truth is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. So when the light shine within us, and his glory is risen upon us, we cannot be silent. Right? We have to go out and do his will. Okay, thank you all again for joining and also sharing. So the line is now open for our message. So my dear beloved, we are asking you to get your notepad, your Minister of Healing book, and just relax to hear from our Lord. Thank you. Sister Stephanie, your line is open.
Heavenly Father, I come before you thanking you, Lord, for your grace, for your mercies, your loving kindness towards each and every one of us. I was in between two different things and had reached out, Heavenly Father, for my beloved manservant to be able to assist. But, Lord, you are just an awesome God, and you know the beginning from the end, and you orchestrate everything. And so I thank you so much for your own way within our lives. I pray that you will speak through me, Heavenly Father, as it will be brief, but we will share what you have for us. Thank you, Lord, for just allowing these individuals on the line to be able to bring their songs, bring their testimonies, to bring their reports and their prayer requests, Lord, knowing that you are such an awesome God, knowing that when we think that we are in the direction of doing one thing, you come and you lead us, Lord, in your way and in your will. And so I pray, Lord, that you will just transform us today. We bless your name. We give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Amen.
All right, so I'm going to go into I'm in the unemployed and the homeless. And I'm going to work for, as the Spirit is leading me here, into life's best things, into life's best things. I know you could think about many of the things that you think that are the best thing for your life or the best thing that you've experienced. My voice is going. But God is faithful, right? And he knows best. Do you believe that God knows best within your life? Do you believe that he is the author and the finisher of your faith? There's so many things as I am sitting here that I'm thinking about. I had the opportunity yesterday where they had a family night at my school, and it was later. You know, my tour duty ended at 2:45. I really leave the building at that time, and so I was there till 6, till after 7. And I just looked at, you know, this was something that was planned for the entire school. I think we have like over 500 students. I think from K through 2, we might have about roughly half of that, right? So let's say about 250-ish, thereabout. So they had planned this event for the parents, for the students. And my grade level is 4. And I'm going somewhere with this. My grade level is 4. So we have 4 second grade class. We have 4 kindergarten class, and we have 4 first grade class. So the event was for K through 2. And so my grade level, I have about 88, 90 kids thereabouts. And out of the 88, only 3 parents showed up. So I had two parents from my class and one parent from the other class. And so roughly about, I don't think we had 20 parents for the entire kindergarten first, second. However, the coordinator came to me and she was like, this morning, she asked me a question and she said, how do you think it was? You know, it was great. Excuse me. So I said to her, we only had 3 people, right? So she said, well, you know, the presentation was great. I was like, but there was nobody there to see it, right? So you're saying that this was the best thing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We're talking about the best thing, life's best thing. She was thinking that this is the best thing, that this is great. And I'm thinking, we didn't get a great turnout. We didn't have people there to be able to give us the feedback to say whether this was beneficial or not. So I'm looking at, there are many times where we are giving ourselves the credit as to what is best, right? We are the one that is saying, oh, this is great. This is best. This is an awesome job. But what should it be? It should be for us to be able to look heaven bound. We're looking to have God say to us, welcome, my good and faithful servant, enter, because you have given me your best. Do we give God our best in everything that we do? Think about that for a minute. Do we give God our best in everything that we do? I was blessed to Jones's song. I was blessed by Sister Mervelin's song. I'm not a singer, so I appreciate when I hear individuals giving God praises through songs, because song can be a weapon. Song can be an encouragement. Song can be something that will strengthen somebody. Right? And so whatever we choose, whatever we decide to do with our hands and our lips, for God to be your best, especially for God, for anybody, but especially for God, needs to be our best. So I'm going to go into life's best things. Life's best things. And it says, men and women have hardly begun to understand the true object of life. Men and women have hardly begun to understand the true object of life. They are attracted by glitter and show. They are ambitious for worldly preeminence. To this, true aims of life are sacred. Life's best things should be, let's talk about this, and I know you've heard it before, you're hearing it again, right? Repetition deepens the impression of the soul and the mind, okay? Life best things. These are things that should incorporate, we should incorporate within our life. So we want simplicity. That sounds like the what? Some fruit of the spirit. We want honesty. We want truthfulness. We want purity. We want integrity. And these things cannot be bought or sold. I'm going to pause for a minute. I just happened to be in the education profession for over 3 decades. I actually came in it. I thought that it was by accident, but it really wasn't. It was by divine intervention. God has orchestrated it. And I have acquired a lot of wisdom and knowledge, not from my own strength, God, of course, through different mentors. I've always had mentors. I've always gravitated to the older, my older counterpart who are educators. I would go to them. I would watch them in their classroom. I would ask them for feedback. And there are things that I've learned and I've acquired that I didn't get it out of a textbook, but through experience and through watching others, I have come by it, right? And, you know, gone through a lot of different evaluation, a lot of different, you know, awards type of things, nomination type of thing. And God has been good. And I've never, ever gotten a rating that is basic. I've never gotten a basic rating. And as I shared this before with you all, is that, you know, we have 3 different types. We have unsatisfactory, we have satisfactory, which is effective. So that's basic, effective, and highly effective, distinguished. And I've gotten all my experience and all my time in education, it's always been effective, highly effective, distinguished type of situation. And so there's a new encounter, a new situation where there's a new individual that is in the role of supervisory position. She's observing the educator, the master educator. Just been on the job for about 7 months. And I noticed that across the board, her rating is, for me, basic. I mean, even in area where I was like, wait a minute now. And so when I met with her, I realized that there was a discrepancy, you know. I knew what I did. The Spirit of God was moving. The kids were, you know, doing, marvelous things within the classroom. But she saw it otherwise. And initially when I sat in the meeting, I was like, I do disagree, and I shared. Was very humble, was very polite with it, and I know that that's not me. I was very resolved. I was very resolved. I made sure, as I said, I was praying before I went into the meeting. I had called one of my girlfriend. Actually, she was a teacher for Kaji when Kaji was 3 years old. And I shared with her, and she was like, what? She was like, ah. And I said, no, I'm going to pray and ask God to, lead me in the meeting, because I want Christ to be shown. I want the best of Christ to be shown, even though I'm in the storm. And so I went in, and, she was filibustering and going through it. And I know that the information that she reported did not reflect my lesson, did not reflect what I did. The lesson plan that she shared with me wasn't what I gave to her, and I told her that. But throughout the whole process, I felt a peace. I knew she wasn't being honest. I knew she was lacking in integrity. And the reason why I knew that is I knew something was going to go awry. And so I had recorded. My intent was to record the entire lesson. However, the computer only recorded like the first half of the first portion of the lesson. And when I went back and I was listening to it and looking at it, everything that she said I didn't do, it was supported in the email, in the recording, that I did do it. But I just had this resolve, because are we looking for a man to give us the accolade, or we're striving to be able to have Christ say that what we are doing is fitted for him, or it is giving him honor, and it is giving him glory. I paused because one of the little girls that came to the meeting yesterday, I was told today that she made a scene with her dad because she wanted to be at that meeting yesterday. I didn't know that. But her aftercare teacher was telling me, like, the dad was taking her and he was leaving. And she was like, no, I want to go. My teacher is here. And she said she need to see you and you need to go. Now, if that child did not feel safe, if that child did not feel valued, if that child did not feel that her teacher is giving her her very best, would she have wanted her parent to come to that meeting? No. And so I'm looking at all of these object lessons that God has in store for us. And we just read that if man and woman have hardly begin to understand the true object of life, we would not get caught up in what man is saying that we're doing or not doing. We would find peace, as we just talked about, in Christ, not in the world, right? Not from man. And I know it's tough. I know it's hard to hear. One of my pet peeves, I can't take dishonesty. Don't tell a lie on me. I can deal with you telling the truth, and it might be hurtful, it might be tough, it might be hard, but I could deal with that. But do not tell a lie on me. But we need to look to God to give us his success, not to man. And so often that is what we're doing. So often we're looking to get validation from earthlings, from humans, right? And so it says here, that we are to aim to do life's best things, which should consist of simplicity, honesty, truthfulness, purity, integrity, that cannot be bought or sold. Do we stand for God even when no one is looking? Do we trust that God is going to do what he said he's going to do when no one is there? Are we faithful to God when we are by ourselves? We're in the situation by ourselves. No one can hear us. No one can see us. But God, are we still faithful? It says, they are as free to the ignorant as to the educated, to the humble laborer as to the honored state man. So these fruit of the Spirit are free. We don't have to be rich to have them, to demonstrate them, to ask God to give us a double portion of them. God has provided pleasure that may be enjoyed by the rich and poor alike. The pleasure found in cultivating pureness of thought and unselfishness of action, the pleasure that comes from speaking sympathizing words and doing kindly deeds, how are these connected to the health message? How are these connected to Health Thursday? Do you have the power on your lips to encourage someone? To speak life into their situation? To uplift them? To give them peace? To share the everlasting gospel with them? From those who perform such service, the light of Christ shines to brighten lives darkened by many shadows. I was trickling home, was it yesterday? Day before yesterday. And while I was in the Lyft, the Uber, the guys, when I first went into the car, it like smelled really, really smoky. And, you know, I don't do well with smoke. But apparently he was talking to someone on the phone, and it seemed like he had let somebody use the car, and the car was just... He had smoke in the car. The car was just like, really. But, you know, I wind the window down, and he and I started talking, and immediately, out of nowhere, hail started to drop from the sky. I have not seen that in a long time. Hail just started to drop from the sky. And we really couldn't see anything. And the guy said to me, oh, my goodness. And I don't know why people would say that there's not a God. And I said, you know what? And then he prefaced it by saying, I'm not very religious, or I'm not religious, but I don't know why people would say that there's not a God. And so I said to him, well, we get caught up in religion, but if we're a follower of Christ, right, if we are follower of Christ and we are purpose and we are intentional and we seek him, he will lead us into all truth. And I was able to share just, you know, things that I've been learning, Christ's object lesson, the power of God and how, you know, he was, what he symbolized, what he represented. And at the end of that conversation, I got in, he was like, you know what, I so thank you because you gave me a word. And I knew it wasn't me. I told him, bless God, and it was the Holy Spirit because it wasn't me. I was just sharing what the Holy Spirit placed on my heart. But I was ready. I was ready to present the word to this young man, a message for this season, a message within due season. Because he was caught up on this religious thing, and I was like, we are to look to the example that Christ has given us. And we talked about, you know, what he created and that he's the creator and how he's phenomenal and how he's awesome. and what we can get and gain from Christ Jesus when we are obedient to his word. Amen? And so it says,
amen.
From those who perform such service, the light of Christ shines to brighten life darkened by many shadows. How many people are you encountered or have you encountered and you're encountering day upon day upon day that are so unhappy, that are so not at peace? They're stressing, they're anxious, they're worried, they're depressed, they're battling so much. However, you have the power, you have the light through Jesus Christ to clear that darkness. Amen? God
Amen.
Will give us success. God will give us success. It says, while helping the poor in temporal things, keep always in view their spiritual needs. Let your own life testify to the Savior's keeping power. Let your character reveal the high standard to which all may attain. Teach the gospel in simple object lessons. Let everything with which you have to do be a lesson in character building. Let everything that you have to do be a lesson in character building. In the humble round of toil, the very weakest, the most obscure, may be workers together with God and may have the comfort of his presence and sustaining grace. They are not to weary themselves with busy anxieties and needless cares. Let them work on from day to day, accomplishing faithful the task that God's providence assigns, and he will care for them, he says. In nothing, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Holy Spirit, in nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be known unto God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, verses 6 through 7, Amplified Revised Version. The Lord's care is over all his creatures. He loves them all and makes no difference except that he has the most tender pity for those who are called to bear life's heaviest burdens. God's children must meet trials and difficulties, but they should accept their lot with a cheerful spirit, remembering that for all that the world neglects to bestow, God himself will make up to them in the best of favors. It is when we come into difficult places that he reveals his power and wisdom. In answer to humble prayer, have confidence in him as a prayer answering God. He will reveal himself to you as one who can help in every emergency. He who created man, who gave him his wonderful physical, mental, and spiritual faculty, will not withhold that which is necessary to sustain the life he has given. He who has given in his word he who had given us his word, the leaves of the tree of life, will not withhold from us a knowledge of how to provide food for his needy children. How can wisdom be obtained by him who holds the plow and drives the oxen? By seeking her as silver and searching for her as for hid treasure. for his God does instruct him to discretion, and do it teach him. Isaiah 28, verse 26. This also cometh forth from Jehovah of hosts, who is wonderful in counsel and excellent in wisdom. Verse 28, Amplified Revised Version. So, Sister Paula, I'm going to end here. If you're able to pray, my voice is going out. If you're able to pray, you can certainly go ahead and do that for me. Thank you. Here ends the reading. I pray that you were blessed as I was blessed from this word. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that presentation. And I do hope that we all will take this word, these messages that we have been getting, and take it serious, because we do know that the end is very near. We do not know when, the minute or the hour, but let us all be ready. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we come before you this evening to give you thanks and praise for this message that you have brought unto us, and that we can take things serious. Father, sometimes we do not know what is happening. We saw what is happening, but it come like we do not know. Our eyes are closed, Lord. But please, Lord, open our eyes so that we will see that the enemy is out like a roaring lion, and he wants to devour us, each and every one. We are at work. He is there. We are in school. He is there. We are walking on the road. He is there everywhere. But, Lord, we thank you for your mercies and your protection and your blessings to us. So continue to bless. Continue to keep us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, my dear beloved. I don't know if you guys have any question. We just still have a few minutes that there of the reading that was read this evening. I'm asking if you have any query or anything you did not quite understand and would like to ask Sister Stephanie, you can so do. Take off your hands off the key and we press 1 again, and we will open the line. And thank you all again for joining. And please to remember, tomorrow night will be Sabbath evening. We are asking you to invite a friend so that we can start our Sabbath, bring in the Sabbath, and we will hear all able to listen to the message. All right, so anyone would like have a question or query that you would like to, that you did not quite understand, we are asking you to press 1. If not, we will just close, and tomorrow night will be Sister Carlo with a Sabbath message, and we are having some wonderful sermon message about the Sabbath and the last days. So let us all join. Is there anyone? Well, my dear, since there is no one who will join, we will just close with this special song.
Beloved, the call dropped. I think Sister Powell
drop. So if there's a hand that was open that needs, just wanted to make sure that you know that the call dropped. So I'm calling back in to make sure. All right, Sister Consonelli, 518-482. We did have 3 minutes left.
Yes, she was finished.
Oh, she was? Okay. The car dropped.
Yeah, she was finishing. Okay. Playing the music.
Got you. All right. Thank you. All right. God bless you. Peace and love to you. All right.
Yes, my dear. You have a wonderful night.
You too. Bye-bye.